The Labor Department recently reported that more than a million jobs were lost over the past 3 months. The unemployment rate in November rose to 6.7%, and that doesn't even include workers who have dropped out of the job market because they can't find employment. Richard Price is a professor of psychology at the University of Michigan, and he studies what happens to people who are faced with job loss. Welcome to the program. You have studied groups of people for 2 years after they have lost their jobs. What did you find?
Well, I think one of the most important things to understand about job loss is that while the job loss itself is traumatic, it's really the things that happen afterward that produce the psychological damage and the threats to health and well-being in families and individuals. It's the cascade of negative things that happen afterward that are really the most punishing and the most difficult to deal with.
Such as?
Well, the most obvious thing, health insurance is attached to jobs in the United States, and when you lose your health insurance, you lose a lot. But that's really just the beginning, because, of course, without a steady stream of income, pretty soon it's pretty hard to pay the mortgage. Pretty soon you can't keep up the payments on your car, and you discover it's even harder to do job search if you don't have ready transportation.
This is, of course, not the first time that the United States has faced high numbers of unemployment. Is there anything, too, that's different about this current cycle?
Well, I think the most obvious thing is that this one looks more severe and deeper than one we've had in a great long time. In the early 80s, of course, we had a series of job losses, and that's when we began our research on this sort of epidemiology of job loss and job recovery. Since then, of course, we've had a few minor economic shocks, but this one looks like it's going to be one of the longest standing and having the most cascading effects on individuals.
So all of this, I have to say, sounds pretty depressing. What should people do if they're in the situation that they fear that they might lose their job or they have lost their jobs and maybe there's other effects, as you mentioned, that come after that? What can you do?
One of the reasons that it makes it's difficult to engage in a job search after you've had a job loss is that at least 20% of the population who experience job loss also may be vulnerable to depression, to other sorts of debilitating psychological effects, which make it harder for them to pick up the pieces and begin to present themselves in an arena in which it is inevitable that they'll experience rejection after rejection before they finally get to a new job, if indeed they do. The other thing that I think that most people don't have an opportunity to think about is what their marketable skills really are. When we interview people about their marketable skills, we often discover that they have many more than they realize. One of my favorite examples is I remember interviewing an auto worker in Michigan, asking them what they thought their marketable skills were. And they said, well, I don't have any marketable skills. I've been working in this auto factory putting the rear wheels on a car for a great many years. And I said, well, what are your hobbies? And he said, well, I am the auditor for and bookkeeper for the Boy Scouts in southeastern Michigan. And I said, well, it sounds to me like you have lots of other skills that you don't even think of as marketable skills. So one of the things that everybody's going to have to begin to think about it, the alternative ways in which they can deploy those skills and present themselves when they go back into the labor market.
Richard Price is a professor of psychology at the University of Michigan. Thank you.
Thank you, Alex.